B-Pod Studios.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Yes, indeed. Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy for free with DuckDuckGo. Fed up with companies selling your data? Well, DuckDuckGo is on it. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, well, this involves... It's a Willy Wonka concept that involves booze.
Willy Wonka concept that involves booze.
Yep.
Okay. I'm listening.
All right.
Got my attention. It's a weekend, you know.
Right, almost. Okay.
Well, yeah, good
it's
point.
Thirsty Thursday.
Thursday. All right, Brian, what do you got?
I'm going to tell you how to get into Tom Brady's pants.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
LBF, you listening? Yeah, not so much.
It'll cost you, though.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you ever survival myths, right? You hear them all the time. Like, for instance, people think that if you're stuck in the desert, you should drink, suck a cactus, right? Well, you know what I mean. You open it up and you try to suck the water out of a cactus, right?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you if that's a myth. We're going to do some myth busting coming up next.
Okay, I can't wait. Suck a cactus. All right.
There you go.
All right. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Yes.
Walking in the rain, huh?
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way.
All right. Charlie Bucket's very excited to find a golden ticket in his candy bar.
Charlie Bucket.
Well,
yeah.
Fast forward to Charlie at 21.
Yeah.
Moving on from candy and drinking some Bud.
Okay.
That's what's happening right
now. What's
going on? Well, Budweiser is going to be giving away $1 million.
Wow.
By putting golden beers in their packs of beer across the United States.
Oh.
And if you find one, you can enter to win $1 million. The only thing is that you can kind of sidestep it because you can go online and print out a golden beer thing and then you can put it on your beer. So, it's not as cool as Willy Wonka thing, but I get what they're doing. So, if you buy some Bud and you find a golden beer, take a picture of it and post it on your social media, and you're in the running for $1 million.
That's pretty cool.
If you don't want to buy the beer, go online and download a picture of a golden thing, wrap it around a Coke can, and see what happens.
Okay. Well, it's not as fun.
Not as fun.
So they're in the package, so you can't, obviously see it. You buy it to say, pretty sneaky. You're going to see a lot of.
Isn't that sneaky, sis?
Yes, it is, sis. A lot of opened Budweiser things.
Right.
All right.
I think that's kind of fun.
Well, good. Sure.
I mean, why not?
It's the weekend. Well, stay close.
Thirsty Thursday.
That's right.
All right.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right. Yesterday, Tom Brady launched his fashion line, his new clothing line, and they called it Brady.
That's it?
That's it. Brady.
Well,
it's Brady right across the top.
Keeping it simple. Keeping it simple.
Yeah. Not TB12.
He says he's always loved fashion and apparel and wanted to be as hands-on as possible, so they made all this, this workout stuff and all sorts of, living things.
What can one get?
How about a nice vest?
Okay.
It's only $250 for a nice fleece vest.
Fleece is right.
Nice utility pants for $175.
What do they do?
For the working man.
A hoodie that says Brady on it for $95.
Okay.
So, there you go. Dress like Tom Brady and go broke.
Have fun with that.
I'm sorry,
the coolest thing about it.
Jeez, Tom.
The coolest thing about it is he's using some college athletes as models because they can profit now.
Oh, that's good.
Some of the changes. So that's kind of cool.
That's
helping
a
out
lot
some of the
money,
but
man.
It's kind of expensive.
I don't understand the concept of people paying extraordinary amounts of money to wear somebody else's brand.
Well,
it
he's
should
doing
be opposite.
It, he's doing it because if it's expensive and everyone knows it's expensive, that means you got a bank.
Gotta have it.
See what I'm saying?
It's very goopy. It's the good model.
It's like I can afford Brady.
Yeah.
Okay, should you suck a cactus if you're in the desert? No, do not.
I wouldn't.
Don't. I know. In the movies, they cut it.
Unless
they,
you have something in your teeth.
You think you can get water from it? Well, you'll get water, but it's going to make you sick and dehydrated.
Okay.
So do not.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't suck in cactuses.
Don't suck in cactus. So, would you like some other myths? If you're attacked by a shark, punch it in the nose, right?
Yeah. No.
Wrong.
Right?
No, right? In the eyeball.
Just makes him madder.
Hit him in the eyeball. If your car is sinking a lake, people think they should wait till it's submerged to open your windows. No. Roll them down as soon as you splash down. Hit that out.
Good to know.
Okay? If an alligator chases you, you think you should zigzag? Right? Don't.
Don't.
Run straight. They're fast, but they can't run long.
Oh, all right.
They run out. So run as fast and straight as you can. Myth number four. If you're on a deserted island, should you build a raft and float off like Tom Hanks?
Yeah, no.
Nope. Build a nice hut. Chill out.
That thing.
Yeah.
Wilson's gone.
No.
No way.
Build a hut and chill out. So there you go. All right.
Thank you.
Good tips.
Excellent.
There it is. Oh, by the way, if you're in a tornado, don't hide under an underpass.
What do you do?
Stay somewhere that is not going to suck the wind in like that.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes its own vortex.
Why do they even tell you that?
Stay in your car.
They're trying to kill us all.
Don't suck a cactus.
All right,
whatever
thanks.
You do.
Good to know.
I was so close. Yeah, glad you told me.
I'm here to help, Ryan. It's 6:25. Hey, look, we don't want you to miss the boat. The Disney boat, that is. Tell you how and why you should sign up immediately. Get Disney with Disney.
Oh, my God.
All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Mr. right there, Broken Wings. It is 6:28, going to be cloudy today at 42. That's nice, though.
Yeah.
Nice change. We'll take it. 32 tonight. And I tell you where it's going to be about 80 today. And that's Miami. I think it's about 80.
Okay.
Okay?
I like it.
That's where you could be going to meet the ship. And get on board a Disney cruise line.
That's fun.
How awesome is that ship's whistle?
That's pretty good.
That's good. That's the Disney cruise line. You'll be flying to Miami, you and three others, and you're going to be setting sail on a 4-day, 3-night cruise like no other. And winning it, it's hey, look, there's no golden ticket. You just go to WROR.com. Take you a minute to win it. Sign up, because tomorrow some lucky family is going to be getting that call around noon.
Isn't it exciting?
Yep. So go for it. You've got less than 30 hours.
Come on,
so get
hurry
busy.
Up.
Sign up for Disney.
Oh, no.
Get busy?
No, don't. No, it's not going to work.
All right, fine. Just go do it. WROR.com. All right, LBF, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Well, you'll be happy to know this lovely couple got engaged and then drank each other's blood, and a very surprising breakup that's either going to make you sad or make you update your Tinder profile.
Uh-oh. Somebody's available.
Right?
Find out who that is coming up in 10. All right, Brian.
All right, Jackie, right, brought to you by Breakview Senior Living.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LB, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.